The Traveler's Journal, June 21st, watching pelicans on South Padre Island. South Padre Island is to the Gold Coast of Texas what Cape Cod is to Massachusetts and the Outer Banks to North Carolina. A classic barrier island, South Padre lies at the far southern end of that narrow chain of offshore sand dunes that separates the coast of Texas from the Gulf of Mexico. Only the southern five of South Padre's 34 miles have been developed into a low-rise resort strip, where the cerveza flows freely, and the fast food of choice is tacos rather than clam rolls. The rest of the island is open, undeveloped dunes, inhabited by fiddler crabs, turtles, cranes, seagulls, and the ubiquitous pelican. Human visitors can ride horses or camp among the dunes. Anglers trawl the Gulf's waters, surf cast, or fish the flats of Laguna Madre, the shrimp-rich bay that separates South Padre from the Texas mainland. Many local restaurants will happily cook your catch to order. Each year, the island's invaded by swarms of college kids on spring break. Summers are also busy, but the rest of the year, the island's primary visitors are Midwest snowbirds drawn by reasonable hotel rates and 80-degree sunshine-filled days. They climb Port Isabel Lighthouse, gaze out into the Gulf, take line dancing lessons at island saloons, and yet only a few miles upbeach from all that excitement, you can escape civilization and get as lost as you want in the dunes of South Padre, even though they're only 4 blocks wide. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.